Good morning, good morning, leaders of faith listeners. This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and welcome to your early morning cup of bread. Now, we know that man cannot live by bread alone, but this segment is meant to inspire, encourage, motivate, and wake you up to what Christ is calling you to do. Welcome. Hey, how's everybody doing? Today's message is called From the Fish's Mouth. That's right, From the Fish's Mouth. And the foundation scripture is found over in Matthew 17, 24 through 27. And it reads, "And when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, Doth not your master pay tribute?" Is he going to pay tribute to us? He said, "Yes." And when he was come into the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, "What thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute? Of their own children or of strangers?" Peter saith unto him, "Of strangers." Jesus saith unto him, "Then are the children free. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea, and cast an hook, and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take, and give unto them for me and thee." Amen. Heavenly Father, I come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and I just thank you for all that you are. I thank you for all that you do. Father God, we trust in you. We ask that this word that's spoken through my mouth is unhindered and unchecked by any outside force, that is sown as a seed in everybody's heart that's listening to the sound of my voice, and that Holy Spirit, that you will water the seed and grow it up, and that we will get everything from the fish's mouth to finance projects, to finance the kingdom of God, to finance anything that we want to do. Our bank accounts increase. We thank you for allowing us to give, because it'll be given into us. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into our bosom. So we thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. From the fish's mouth. You know, Jesus didn't contaminate the treasury by paying taxes to Caesar. We see this in the foundation scripture of this message when he sent Simon Peter down to the fish of the sea. Jesus already knew that he wasn't going to sow his seed into ground that wasn't good. Instead, he got it from the fish's mouth. For those of us that are working on projects, paying bills, or even sowing into the kingdom of God, we must gather it from the fish's mouth. The word of God says that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. Say amen to that. Amen. As a believer, you have dominion over the fish's mouth. He gave you dominion over the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, the beast of the field, and every creeping and crawling thing. Yes, you have dominion over the fish's mouth. The system of Babylon is under your feet. This means you can take what's yours from the mouth of Babylon. Believe God. So write that proposal. Use those gifts. Offer that service. Use faith as your title deed to grab what's yours. You don't even have to touch your bank account. Just let it grow. Just like the children of Israel. What do you mean, Pastor Michael? Let's go further. You know, when we look at the children of Israel, they journeyed and traveled with the spoils of Egypt. They spoiled the Egyptians. Trapped in the wilderness, healthy and wealthy. Not a feeble person among them. They didn't have to spend a dime. Their clothes and shoes grew with them. Yes, they grew in the wilderness. As they grew in the wilderness, their bank accounts did not run dry. Your bank account won't run dry. Now, I can imagine they increased in flock and cattle too. A revelation of this is God doesn't mind his children being loaded with wealth. He doesn't mind you being healthy, wealthy, or whole. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. We just can't get addicted to mammon. The word of God in Matthew 6, 24 through 25 says, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not that life more than meat, and the body than raiment?" It is the addiction of mammon that converts it to the hoarding of manna. Think about that. You see, we are not trusting in money. We have faith and are trusting in God, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. So it is God who will cause the fish to open his mouth, just like he commanded the ravens to feed Elijah. You will get that project done. It will be paid in full without you touching your personal bank account. Believe God. God said that he will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. Woman of God, man of God, get it from the fish's mouth. I hope this helps you. I hope this blesses you. Be blessed. Amen and amen.
Hey, this is Pastor Michael Bailey. Thanks for listening to the Leaders of Faith Show, Morning Cup of Bread. Now, if the Leaders of Faith Show is helping you out, please be sure to share with your friends on social media. As well, if God has put in your heart to help our ministry grow, go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and sow a seed in faith. Once again, thank you for listening to the Leaders of Faith Show, Morning Cup of Bread. Be blessed. Hey, if you desire to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, repeat this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive my sins and save me from eternal separation from God. By faith, I accept your work and death on the cross as sufficient payment for my sins. I ask that you come into my life and make me whole again. Thank you for providing the way for me to know you and to have a relationship with my Heavenly Father. Through faith in you, I have eternal life. Thank you also for hearing my prayers and loving me unconditionally. Please give me the strength, wisdom, and determination to walk in the center of your will. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you just said that prayer with me, congratulations on being born again and welcome into the kingdom of God. If you don't have a church home, be sure to get into a Bible-believing church. Once again, congratulations for being born again. Continue to read His word, get guidance, and be blessed. Hey, get inspired, motivated, and empowered through the Word of God. Tune into the Leaders of Faith Show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with your host, Pastor Michael Bailey. Go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and download the Leaders of Faith Show. Thanks for listening. Hey, if you need any type of special prayer, be sure to contact us by email, prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. That's prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org.
Hey, tune in to the On Demand Inspired by Faith broadcast. It is a new wave of faith-based radio. Listen and get inspired as we are building your faith one show at a time. Tune in at inspiredbyfaithbroadcast.net. That's inspiredbyfaithbroadcast.net.